Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is the 20th day of June, 2008. Summer is just flying by. I am not Alex Jones. However, Alex will be back in town this weekend. He will be doing his Sunday show. In the fourth hour today, we're going to be replaying his interviews with Dennis Kucinich and Ralph Nader. And really, I just want to recap this week and make sure that things do not fall under the radar, especially the Mark Dice situation. I feel like we need to keep pressing on Michael Reagan and YouTube, just like we talked about yesterday. I'd really like to talk about this upcoming BBC special, this hit piece. I guarantee it, folks. The conspiracy files. So far, I can assess that the government spokespeople, or the experts, as they will be called, will be Richard Clark, Lizzo, Martin Lizzo. That is, if you don't know who Lizzo is, he is the head of Controlled Demolition Incorporated, a family-run business with heavy ties to the defense industry. They cleaned up both Oklahoma City and the World Trade Center. Yeah, no conflicts of interest there. I know. Controlled Demolition, just, they're innocent. They helped cover it up. That's why it's a family-run business, you know. He obviously has to sign papers in which, you know, he's not allowed to divulge certain things. When you work with the military, you sign away all your rights. The military owns you. Okay? Especially if you join him. There is some new news out there. I want to talk about McClellan doubts Bush knew about the CIA leak, which is possible, I guess. He wouldn't give the same reassurances about Cheney. Obviously, Cheney was one of the architects of leaking Valerie Plame's name along with Scooter Libby. It doesn't even matter that Scooter Libby gets convicted, you know? He doesn't really have to serve time. He gets his sentence commuted. It's really the first time somebody was pardoned, really. It was really a pardoning, because he will be pardoned before Bush left office. He just commuted his sentence. Pretty unbelievable stuff, but yet it happens every day, and the waking masses still seem to be asleep on a lot of fronts, unfortunately. And that's why it's our job to get out there and spread this message and come into the info war on the 4th of July, Independence Day. I'm looking forward to it. I am looking forward to the 4th of July this year. I will be in Austin, Texas, but, you know, maybe Austin can show me a good time on the 4th of July. Anyway, 9/11 Chronicles will be out. So if you're done partying it up, you've already done the barbecue thing, you've done the family thing, you saw the fireworks, you come back and you had started downloading the 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, you can sit down and watch it on your computer with your PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and probably get it before anybody else. It's a fantastic film. It's got confrontations with some of the highest levels of the global elitists, as well as many of their minions. You know, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Trilateral Commission. He's Obama's advisor at this point, folks. You better keep an eye on him. Authored the Grand Chessboard, helped create radical Islamism. That's right. Mujahideen into Al-Qaeda. That's the guy. Just type in Brzezinski and Al-Qaeda, or just, if you type in Brzezinski, you'll probably find it. But there's this great, and I think they put it in Truth Rising. I know it's in my film, very briefly. But it's him in the 70s with a bunch of guns and Muslims, radicalized them against the Soviets. And everybody goes, oh, well, we needed to help them because the Soviets were the enemy. Well, we had actually pre-positioned ourselves to attack the Soviets, and that happened before the Soviets invaded. We wanted it. But you'll never hear that in mainstream media. It's a fable. You know, it's just like they don't want to cover Gulf of Tonkin and what really happened there. Obvious false flag attack to get us entrenched in Vietnam. All right, I'm going to take callers in the next couple of segments. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And over at InfoWars.com, they have great coverage of these drills that are going down in Florida and in Denver that involve these black helicopters that apparently don't exist. Okay? Apparently, the black helicopters that were caught on tape don't exist, so don't worry about it. Everybody is dressed in black. It's military, ex-military police. Combo pack. But again, black helicopters don't exist, so the drill probably doesn't exist, so martial law doesn't probably exist, and we should probably just ignore it all. And it doesn't happen to coincide with the DNC, even though that's just one of the most bald-faced lies. I just can't even believe. I mean, no one's that dumb, right? Everybody realizes that these drills that are running in Colorado right now, and I mean right now, is today the last day of them? Yeah, it's Friday. So here comes the weekend, and today is the last day. Anyway, so right now, they're training for urban warfare in preparation for the Democratic National Convention. They have to make sure it's going to be an Obama love fest, and they don't want legitimate protests out there. They don't want people with signs saying, you know, Obama's associated with Zbigniew Brzezinski, Obama is, CFR, Obama's wife is CFR. They don't want, you know, real conflicts of interest to be shown. So what are they going to do? They're going to bring in a bunch of goons that have shields red paint apparently, and a violent attitude, and they are going to provocateur, that's right, they are going to provocateur violence on the first day, so they give it a black eye, and protesting is bad, further demonizing the First Amendment, okay? And as they demonize the First Amendment, this is going to be great, they'll just squelch down on the entire area, and those who even had a permit, the one group that had a permit that is setting them up to look bad, had to change its name because we exposed them. But it's the same people. You're probably going to have the same result. They're sneaky. They're not that sneaky, though. I mean, it's right out in the open. Anyway, they're going to get their permit, and the free speech zone is going to expand to everybody. It'll be much like the WTO, and there will be no negative pins, etc., within a certain zone. I mean, you won't even be able to wear a pin. You won't be able to wear a t-shirt. The fear of inciting violence will be so strong. You'll have to be one of these puppets with, like, you know, a donkey and an American flag pin on there, and an Obama is change bumper sticker. And apparently they're bussing people in, so you're not even going to be able to, you know, get close. You're going to have to go to a pen to be bussed in, even if you're allowed inside. It's an incredible world we live in, folks. It is honestly just, it's beyond the pale at this point. But I want to read you this one off of Infowars.com. We Are Changed Colorado chases black helicopters in Denver. Truth Alliance and We Are Changed capture history in the making. Preparations for the DNC are made in Denver as the military exercises drills in the city. All captured by We Are Changed Colorado. Exclusive footage of the chase was caught by We Are Changed Colorado members Jonathan, Turtle, Jason, Josh, Rob, Shannon, Nick, and Brian. A week of excitement exclusively captured by the crew in Denver. Here is the three-part video of the week's training exercises in Denver for all to see. And remember, this is over at Infowars.com. If you don't believe me, if you're in your car and you're giggling, oh, urban warfare training drills. Good, I hate them Democrats. Those liberals. They deserve to be penned up. Well, it's not about liberal or conservative. Both of them are fake. But again, I think that we need a strong presence at the DNC. We need a strong presence of intelligent people that aren't there to provocateur violence. Maybe to hand out DVDs, to document the event, to interview people, you know, to try to get some candidates, or that's going to be the hardest thing to do. Wow. All right. We Are Changed Colorado has information on where the detention facilities will be for the DNC, as well as the staging area and police, HQ. That's right. They've already got the police headquarters. And everybody's in black. Again, this isn't like you're going to be able to identify who's who or what's what. The bottom line is, black uniforms, black helicopters, police headquarters of large quarters so they can just put you in internment camps, and free speech zones for those who didn't get a permit, and the ones that got a permit want to provocateur the event. I really hope I'm getting through to a lot of people. I know that I'm kind of covering this heavy, and it's a little bit early for the DNC. The DNC takes place August 25th through August 28th. But no one else is talking about this. And it is June 20th. So we're about 60 days away from this event. Now's the time to prep out. Now's the time to decide to go to Denver. Now's the time to educate other people when somebody starts to act violent and try to incite that's the provocateur. When they throw paint on somebody, that's the cop. You know, I would pull up that Canadian clip, but the guy curses too much. This guy, he's wearing a mask. He's by, I don't know, a dozen or so protesters in Canada. He starts saying, come on, let's throw rocks at the cops. And he's cursing at the cops and this and that. And everybody's like, no, man, you're a cop. We know you're a cop. No, you're a cop. Oh, come on, let's throw this and that. So then the cops have to come in. And they take the guy down. And lo and behold, he's wearing the same exact cop-issued boots. Don't believe me? Throw it into Google. I also am a huge fan of the University of Google. I mean, Google's motto used to be, don't be evil. Obviously attended Bilderberg this year. Obviously has turned evil. We've caught them censoring Loose Change. We've caught them censoring Alex's films. And really, making the graphic user interface that much more difficult without a numbering system. You used to know what the top 100 was. So you could say, hey, we ranked such and such. You also got used to see how many hits you had. Now you can only check the videos that you've posted, and it's ridiculously highly regulated. They have turned Google into their new little information gathering app, I think. You know, I really do believe that. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but we got to use the tools they're allowing us to have at this point, because they don't want us to have those tools much anymore. And that's what this show is about. This show is preparing you for what's to come and how to fight it. And what is to come is Internet 2, and we need to fight that big time. In Beaumont, Texas, right now, Time Warner has put in a new program where it's pay by bandwidth. Now let me explain what this means. Most people, it won't mean much, but if you're running a home business, or if you download content that is more than just pictures, in other words, let's say you have a subscription service, much like Netflix. I know there's some of these movie subscription services, and you pay like $8, but you have unlimited downloads of all these Hollywood MGM movies, blah, blah, blah. Well, now if you start downloading those movies on top of that $8, you're going to be capped at a certain amount. Let's say the movies are between, I don't know, let's say they're a little less than a gig. All right, so after 40 of those movies, and that doesn't include any other internet traffic, if you download some music or you visit some websites, after that you're going to be paying $1+ for each other movie you get. Why should I have to pay on top of what I'm already paying for the service? They're going to say, oh, you're using too much bandwidth. Well, in actuality, you're going to gouge grandma, who's going to use, I don't know, maybe 1 gig a month, doesn't download anything but her email and pictures and surf the net. So you're making up for it there. Now, if you have a business, and let's say it's in the graphics industry or in the video industry, I mean, these are industries that I'm familiar with, and you do a lot of FTPing, which I've done in the past, you have to get this Photoshop file up, or you have to get this uncompressed AVI up. Sometimes those are in the gigabytes each. And in a day, you could go through 10, 20 gigs. Now, you're not a huge business. You're you, and maybe you have a secretary that comes in a couple days a week, and you know, maybe you have one other person that helps out, maybe a partner that does some of the editing or graphics with you. Now you're going to be penal. How are you supposed to run your little business out of your small home? It's absolute nonsense, and this paper bandwidth is just Nazism, in my opinion. And that's just part of it. They're also training us to biometrically scan to get on the internet. All right, that's what those little biometric scanner laptops, those IBM ThinkPads are. I was disgusted one day when my buddy comes and he's like, yeah, man, oh, you can't get on. Hold on, let me scan my thumb. I'm like, you have the biometric thumb scanner on your thing? He's like, yeah, it's awesome. No one can get on my computer. I'm like, do you realize what that's for? And he's, yeah, it's security. I'm like, no, it's going to be your identification when you surf the net. So from any computer, if you want to log on, you're going to have to scan your thumb. Say you're over at your buddy's, you want to get on the net. You're going to have to scan your thumb unless your buddy has already scanned his thumb and is logged in. But I'm sure they'll have a log out and, you know, the cameras are already all up. I mean, there's cameras on every single one. Don't think they're not tapped into those yet. See, that's another thing. This domestic wiretapping and surveillance, which was in place before 9/11, but 9/11 was the excuse why it needed to be massaged into place, and then they even denied that they were wiretapping American citizens, but then it came out they were wiretapping American citizens. Then they lied again and said it was just American citizens who were making outgoing phone calls to these other countries or vice versa. And it turns out that all that's a lie, and they're just tapping whoever they want. But they do it in a different fashion. You know, there's new technologies out there, and they're utilizing them. That's why Google and Microsoft are at the Bilderberg meeting, man. All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. We're going to be taking your calls. I'm Jason Burmes. Thanks for having me this week. Alex will be back on Sunday. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Be back after the break.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to The Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect a Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect a cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect a Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free at $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports as suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
All right, folks, we're back at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. You can check my stuff out over at loosechange911.com. I do a little blog there with Jonathan from We Are Change Colorado, Dylan and Corey. And if you want to email me directly, I do go through my MySpace and I do check out the emails. I can't get back to everybody, but I do read every single message. And some of the stories come out of those messages. Now, before I go to callers, and we've got callers waiting in the wings, I would just like to read this state of Oklahoma resolution, because I've said secession a couple times, and I guess that's not entirely correct. It's kind of wrong. I guess it's claiming sovereignty. Still pretty good. I'll take sovereignty. What do you think? All right. A joint resolution claiming sovereignty under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States over certain powers serving notice to the federal government to cease and desist certain mandates and directing distribution. Whereas the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States reads as follows. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people. And I could read the whole thing, but it's pretty long. Maybe we'll get into it later, but it's sovereignty what they've declared. And it passed 92-3. Go Charles Key. He's a Republican. Again, one person can make a difference. All right, let's go to George in Indiana. George, you with me?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, George?
I'm doing great. Listen, I've got a question about this global warming scam they've got. And nobody's addressed this, and I think we ought to look into it if we had a climatologist or someone that could talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
What if, obviously we don't have global warming, but what if they do cut back on the CO2? What can that cause in the future? I mean, are they looking to cause something to happen?
I don't think that at all. I think it's kind of a joke to them. We're going to omit CO2 no matter what. I think it's more about charging people. That's what the carbon tax is about. So they'll still let you omit as much quote-unquote CO2 as you want. You're just going to get charged for it. AKA,
do we know what that actually would do to the weather when we change the CO2 when it's not going into global warming? Could it throw us into another?
Yeah, but what I'm telling you is we're never going to change our CO2 outtake. We're just going to start. We're just going to start charging people for their CO2 outtake. It's not going to actually regulate anything. They'll put out some bogus numbers that we've cut this and cut that, but in reality they'll just underreport it, and they'll make the people feel like they're doing something good. And in fact, all you're going to be doing is paying a few thousand for the average family every year because you have two cars, you have a big house, you use a lot of energy.
You know how they're going to tap that tax?
Al Gore lays it out. Again, it's going to be how much carbon you use. They're already training kids. Listen, go to ABC, just type in ABC Planet Slayer into Google, and they literally have a carbon meter where they show you two pigs, one grown pig and one little piglet, and in the middle is just a pool of blood which represents you. After you put in the information, and it tells you when you used up your carbon amount, like the pigs live to be like, I think it's 3 years and 6 years old before they take up their carbon lifetime, so the pigs are good. But we use it up in somewhere between 14 and 18 months on this earth, that's right, before we can even walk, and we should just die.
And this is a bill that we'll get in the mail? That's what I'm trying to find out.
What? Listen, just check out who's pumping it. Just type in carbon tax, okay? There's a bunch of mainline politicians right now. I've seen it on the news more and more. People think that they're doing a good thing in some instances. Other instances, it's just the lobbyists and the powers behind them saying, hey, this is what you're going to promote. Thanks for the call, George. All right, let's pop off to Steve in Utah. Steve, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much, man. What's up?
Hey, checking out C-SPAN the last couple nights ago, and they were they're asking questions about torture and torture at Guantanamo Bay, and it seems like they're trying to get people documented saying where the torture orders are coming from. And
well, let me address that for a second. All right, they've known about the torture for years and years and years. C-SPAN's been talking about it. It's one of the only news outlets that actually talks about real issues at times in depth. The problem is that its ratings are piss poor, and you and I watch C-SPAN. I watch C-SPAN almost religiously when I'm home because there's just so much gold on there. C-SPAN 1 through 3, I mean, you get the history. They have great trials from, like, the 70s and 80s. It's awesome, you know. But at the same time, you know, look at what's come out in the public. Obviously, they're torturing people. Obviously, they have multiple units, not just Guantanamo Bay. It's not just in Iraq. It's not just Abu Ghraib. Stay there. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show, and I could just listen to Johnny Cash all day. Much better than that Bono.
Bono.
Anyway, we're talking to Steve in Utah about torture. And before I give you the floor, Steve, I'd just like to point out that Kucinich had this in one of his articles of impeachment, brought up Abu Ghraib and everything else. So, I mean, this torture issue is out in the public. It's just that the masses are choosing to really ignore it. Otherwise, we would demand an impeachment of this president and the administration, no matter when it was. You know, it doesn't matter if it's the end of his term.
Well, it just seems like they are getting people on record, and they're bringing people in and explaining, you know, how it's working and where the orders are coming down from. They're getting it documented. They're actually getting people that are in the government to state, you know, what's going on.
I'm trying to think when it was. It's got to be now 2005. I interviewed one of the young gentlemen who went public at Abu Ghraib, And again, he was only able to speak at a whistleblower's hearing, which dealt with many different issues. Actually, Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger spoke at that same whistleblower's hearing. But this is a 20-something-year-old guy. And back then, he was telling where the orders had come down from. And he was explaining that a lot of this torture was actually third-party commissioned off to CAACI forces, that's khaki forces. So, yeah, you'd have your general or your armed forces personnel inside there, but the dirty work would be done by these privatized military groups, so it gave them some sort of plausible deniability. My big problem is that it takes so long for anything to get done. These guys are murderers and torturers and a lot of times rapists, which makes me sick, and we're still having hearings, you know, 5+ years later after the fact, and at the end of it, who's going to be accountable, 4 or 5 people? You know the top brass will never be accountable, Steve.
I see it. It's in my vision. Bush and the rest of them, not just Bush, but, you know.
Yeah, Bush is a puppet. Bush is a puppet, bro.
People behind the scenes.
Yeah, people behind the scenes are the ones to watch. I thank you for the call. You know, Bush is a guy that reads what's written for him. He doesn't have an original thought in his head, folks. Well, maybe about some blow. Maybe about some, what was it? There's this, if you watch Journey with George, this is in the 2000 campaign, and it's the press corps following around George Bush. See, he was already anointed to become president again. Journeys with George. Give me a break. I mean, his brother literally, him and his brother laugh about how one way or another they're going to deliver Florida. But George, he can't wait. I mean, he knows he's on camera, and he knows that he's with the press corps, so he can't really let loose. And he's popping open a buckler. He's the happiest guy in the world with this buckler. And for those who don't know what a buckler is, it's a non-alcoholic brew. And it's disgusting. But he is, go check it out. Bush and the Buckler. But Journeys with George is actually entertaining. It's way back in the day, one of those little independent films. God, I love documentaries. They're so much more interesting than the crap that Hollywood puts out, don't you think? I mean, every once in a while there's a decent movie out there, but, you know, that's why I'm involved with documentaries. And speaking of documentaries, before we go to Nathan in Iowa, 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising, coming at you. PrisonPlanet.tv members are going to get it first, 4th of July. That's right, the 4th of July. Independence Day. And you can get it in high quality. It's going to be a good time. I've seen the movie. I'm very excited. Again, you know, you've got confrontations with Bill and Hill Clinton, Greenspan, Bloomberg, okay, John Edwards. Big names like Brzezinski, Rockefeller, Schwarzenegger. I mean, the movie's jam-packed. You got interviews with Martin Sheen, which is an awesome interview. I'm a big fan of the Martin Sheen interview. More confrontations with Gary Hart, interviews with Willie Nelson, interviews with Jesse Ventura, interviews with Rosie O'Donnell. It's cinema verite. It's shot unlike anything you've ever seen from Alex Jones. Remember, what is it for PrisonPlanet.tv membership? Less than $60 a year, I know that. And it works out to something like 15 cents a day. You get all of his movies. It's the way to go, trust me. I was a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber back in the day, I can promise you that. All right, let's go to Nathan in Iowa. Nathan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. When you were talking earlier about Obama and the big no, I just had a call and recommend a book for anyone, especially anyone that thinks that Obama is the lesser of two evils when it comes to McCain.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about Webster Griffin Tarpley's new book, Obama, the Postmodern Coup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's primarily about Zbigniew Brzezinski, the nature of fascism, and it really scared the crap out of me. I thought McCain was going to be bad before, figured, you know, okay, how can it get much worse than going into Iran? At least Obama said he'll get us out of Iraq. But what this book shows us is that
First of all, he's not getting us out of Iraq. Let me promise you that, okay? It's change we can vote for is bull, and he's never really said anything like that. He says he wants to work to get us out of Iraq. You can bet he's going to stay in the Middle East, but continue.
Well, that's my point, is that if anything, if we pull troops out, it's just about saving our resources for the bigger event in terms of getting us in a war with China, Pakistan, and Russia,
mm-hmm.
which I think is much, much, much worse.
Mm-hmm.
than going after Iran. And what he shows us also is that fascism is different than just your mere totalitarian police state, and that fascism starts off as a grassroots movement that's really controlled by the bankers, much like Mussolini, his March on Rome in 22. And he's just this ideologue that's pretty much trying to take all everyone's anti-authoritarian. Right now, all this, like we know right now, the polls show no one believes in government. He's supposed to take that and use this movement to seize power. And the point, I guess, is that McCain, he couldn't break strikes if our economy crashes. Obama could. McCain, it would be much harder for him to create, you know, universal military...
Well, let me stop you just for a second. Let me just... Yeah, well, I agree there. The one thing that really does bother me about Obama is people do think that he's here to help America. People are blinded because he is a good speaker. He is charismatic. And I could see him being a Clinton-esque type leader where he's actually leading us towards doom and fascism when he's so well-spoken that we're just blinded by it. We don't have somebody as dumb and overtly evil as Bush. You know what I mean? So I think that's the big problem. I agree with you. I don't want Obama as the president. I don't want McCain as president either. It's a really scary time, brother. I really do think we're getting Obama, though. I hate to tell you that. I mean, I think they've set that one up. Let's go to Blue in Texas. Blue, are you there? You with me, Blue? Hey, how you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Jason,
yes.
I gotta say, you know, you're a brave man. You're a coal mine canary.
Well, whatever. What's on your mind, man?
Say, I've been listening to you for a while you've been filling in for Alex, and you're doing a good job, you know. Just wanted to clarify something that you may have a misunderstanding about.
Okay.
Posse Comitatus.
Uh-huh.
It specifically deals with how the Continental Army shall not be used as a police agency.
Mm-hmm.
It does not specify ruling out the use of the naval assets of the Union or the Marines of the Union. In fact, today you have Marines who are tasked specifically with intercepting email because it doesn't violate Posse Comitatus.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been an operation that's been going on for almost a decade now.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, I agree with you there, because if you look at the Able Danger hearings, they keep trying to make it about Posse Comitatus, but Able Danger was this black op program that was getting all this open source information, and they weren't saying how, and
right.
A lot of it was still classified. So that's probably what you were talking about. I'm sure they were working with Naval Intelligence as well as CENTCOM and the military. My big problem is that I don't really know that much about the jackboots on the street. That's more Alex's territory. I do know that I'm very uncomfortable with seeing men in black uniform that are both current military and past military doing drills down in Denver in preparations for the DNC.
Yeah, Black Ops Police, a.k.a. Blackwater Police.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my concern is the ugly head, you know, that's reared itself recently in the form of torture ships,
mm-hmm.
you know, U.S. naval assets or, you know, Coast Guard assets that have been spun off and are now, you know, operating in international waters. And when they're done torturing you, if they kill you, well, they'll just dump you over, you know, board and feed you to the fish.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, that's that's the new America, man. And I'm at least glad that the Supreme Court ruled that we do have habeas corpus. That really upset some of the bigger neocons like McCain saying, you know, oh, this is terrible, and then Newt Gingrich saying we're going to have to lose an entire American city. You know, it's a bunch of propaganda. We have to fight it. That's the bottom line. And what I've been telling people is if you're upset, you don't like what's going on, start becoming the media, run for city council. This is the time to do it. We're never going to have another opportunity like this. You know, 2008 is where people should be so upset that by 2010 there is a difference in local government around the country.
I got to challenge your position.
Oh. So
out of respect,
uh-huh.
I agree that you have the right to your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I see things fundamentally different.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, the current political scene is just a stagecraft and theater.
Mm-hmm.
That none of this ultimately means anything, because when the food stops flowing and you have food riots, you'll have citizens with, you know, old-fashioned technology, guns,
mm-hmm.
competing against, you know, cutting-edge, state-of-the-art military equipment. And they will ultimately prevail.
Well, I that's a bleak look at the future. I thank you for the call. I hope it doesn't come to that, obviously.
I hope it doesn't either.
Yeah.
But I'm just, I see the New World Order winning.
Well, I'm not, whatever. Hey, you're entitled to your opinion. I'm in it to win it, too. You may think I'm a little too optimistic, but I'm not here to lose.
I hope you win. I hope you win.
I know you do, man. All right, I thank you for the call, Blue. All I can say is I'm not going to accept that reality until it's upon me. And if it is, hopefully I have prepared myself as that being a possibility. You know, I hope it's not the probability. I feel like they like the soft incrementalism more than anything, and that's why you haven't seen, well, other than the fact that we've exposed him, but a large-scale terrorist attack somewhere in the world. I mean, 7-7 was somewhat large-scale, but it's nowhere near 9-11, so we haven't seen anything that surpassed that yet. I don't know if they think they can implement it yet. You know, I've been looking into Codex Elementarius, and that's a big food restriction deal, and I am scared. You know, the Plum Island situation kind of scares me. Maybe I'll play that Plum Island clip after this and show how they're trying to move this bio research facility from off the coast of New York, which is on an island, right around farms and livestock in the middle of the country. There's four different spots. I think Manhattan, Kansas, I believe that San Antonio, Texas is another one. I'm not sure where the other two are. But the ex-director of it is like, you don't want that anywhere near animals. He's like, I don't think you understand. The people that work there aren't allowed to have pets. They're not allowed to go to the zoo or a circus if they've been working there in the past week because they still have the germs on their breath. So is it a possibility? Yes. Hopefully it's not a probability. Hopefully, like I said, within the next 2 years, we can decide again to become the government media and at least take over our local government. Again, Oklahoma just declared sovereignty in an overwhelming vote of 92-3. All right, let's go to Bob in Alabama. Bob, are you with us?
You're doing a great job, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Someone compared you to a canary. If you're a canary, you're a bull. A canary wants to know that.
Thanks, man.
There's a movie out called In the Valley of Elah. And for you biblically illiterates, that's the valley that David met Goliath. It stars Tommy Lee Jones and Charlize Theron. Mm-hmm. And it's about post-traumatic stress syndrome from soldiers returning from Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to me that the powers that be are trying to ignore this movie. It's mm-hmm. great cinema, and it's from a true story.
Well, I actually have it. I haven't.
I have it.
I have it actually. I haven't popped it in yet. But do it. All right, I'll do it. You know, I've met a lot of soldiers on this little journey of mine, and you know, a lot of soldiers that have come around. And when I was in Colorado, I met this one soldier who literally had this really bad PTSD out there, and they had prescribed this. This, I can't remember what it was, but he ended up getting nerve damage from it. But they were prescribing us this thing, and what it did is it made him more and more paranoid. And he was in charge of where they were going to cluster bomb, basically, where they were going to send the planes and bomb villages. And he would always think people were attacking him. He's like, I was paranoid as it was, and then they put me on this, and it caused nerve damage. And this guy had even went over to Iraq again as a private contractor for Blackwater, and after doing a tour there, he just couldn't deal with it anymore, and luckily he came home, but he says, you don't even understand what I'm going through even to this day. And, you know, one of my best friends was over there, and he doesn't even like to talk about it, and he still can't even watch my movies because he doesn't want to believe that we were set up. He doesn't want to believe that he went over there for anything but what they told him, and I can understand that, but I keep pressing on with him. And I keep trying to get him to take a look at this information because he is one of my best friends. And, you know, if something does go down, I want him by my side. Let's jump to Steven in Texas. Steven, what's up?
Good morning, Jason. You're doing a great job as usual.
Thanks, man.
In Alex's absence. The last time I called, there's a couple things I wanted to cover. Well, let me ask you a question first of all. I got a good friend of mine who's been really up on the conspiracy for years.
Mm-hmm.
And he mentioned to me when I was talking to him a while back about in Wired Sciences, I guess that's a site online, there was a thing about this thing called Shots Fired, which was some kind of new technology where basically under Homeland Security they can detect a shot fired by any gun anywhere in the United States. Have you heard anything about this?
Not a thing, but I'm very interested in it. And if you do see anything, pop it over to Aaron at Infowars.com. I might Google that after the show.
Yeah, I wanted to mention the last time I had two quick things. The last time I talked to you when you were subbing for Alex, have you got a chance to check out? Yesterday I actually went to your site, the 9/11 homepage, Loose Change homepage,
mm-hmm.
and sent you a email. Again, as a follow-up to the last conversation which I had with you about Scott Loper,
I did read that. I don't really know anything about Scott Loper, and I didn't get to check out. You had a site to check out, but I didn't really get to check it out. I got like 30 different tips.
Aaron Russo had America, Freedom to Fascism, and now they've got what's called RestoreTheRepublic.com.
Mm-hmm.
If people go on that site, the very first article that's on there, it's about Scott Loper, and people need to get on board. This is a guy that was tortured by the Canadian authorities and kept confined in solitary for 4 years. And, now that he's in the United States and so forth, our State Department has done nothing to help this guy. And yet here's an illegal Mexican that raped and murdered two women here in the Houston area back in 93, was convicted of murder and was going to die. And Bush stepped in and stopped it because of the Vienna Convention, because supposedly he didn't get to contact the Mexican consulate. And, so here's the hypocrisy, but the bigger picture is this, I believe, ties in.
All right,
with the North.
Stephen, I got to stop because we're going to break. It's the Alex Jones Show. Go check out the Scott Loper story. Infowars.com, prisonplan.com. Be back after the break.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you've not been told from. Another untold story.com.
In a previous Another Untold Story broadcast, we told of a change made in the church world in 1130 AD by one Anaclet II. A change in an ancient rite so that it no longer worked. Could it be that the workings of the generationally old conspiracy called today New World Order is not so new, and those in the know knew clear back then that it had to change this rite? Many say so. Many who have studied the New World Order know it's about control, control of people, people control. And the they who want to control us know that this ancient rite must not only be eliminated from people's lives, but not even known. Because if the people knew of it and actually did it, the people would become uncontrollable. Who says? The master storyteller says. He said it, but most don't know he said or what he said. They do. And they don't want you, they don't want us, to do it. It's so simple to do, and when the people do it, they become uncontrollable. What is it? Find out. Go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. The answer is posted there, but for a short 48-hour period. AnotherUntoldStory.com. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Way up north, way up north,
north to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on.
Big Sam left Seattle.
We love singing that one in the office. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmess. Ending a week-long tirade over here at InfoWars, the command center at Austin, Texas. Alex will be back this weekend. He'll be doing his Sunday show. I'm taking callers. It's wide open phones today for three whole hours on the Alex Jones Show, believe it or not. And in the fourth hour, we're going to replay that all-important Kucinich interview and the Nader interview as well. But Couscous, as I like to call him, the number one stunner out in Congress right now. 35 articles of impeachment, the last three of which dealing with 9/11, others dealing with domestic wiretapping, torture. You betcha. You go, Kucinich. It's not just about having a hot wife. It's about bringing these people to justice, Couscous. And he knows that. And he said if they don't do anything, he's going to introduce 60 articles on the House floor. Now, I know a lot of you out there didn't watch it. Maybe some of you out there, it's the first time you're hearing about it for some reason. I know most of Jones's audience is pretty hip, but maybe you're on the road and you're just flipping through. 35 articles of impeachment, over 3 hours on the House, with almost nobody in attendance. And he said he would introduce 60 if it took him over 8 hours. That's what I'm talking about. He's my man. All right, let's go to Rand in Texas. Rand, what's up?
Hey, great show.
Thanks, man.
I just wanted to agree with you about a couple of points. First, you know, Bush has never had an original thought in his life, you know. And I don't think any of his brothers or his father have either. And, you know, they're just these, you know, spoiled, arrogant little punks, you know. Draft dodgers, chicken hawks, couldn't think their way out of a paper bag, and they become president of the United States.
I would say that Bush Sr.'s really a schemer. I don't know about Jeb and Neil. You know, I feel like they run, they just kind of run his op. In other words, they just kind
of
middle.
He's part of the old guard. I don't really think he's got any more brains than his sons do, but he's just part of the old guard. I mean, you know, people don't understand that, you know, I mean, that the levers, the hands that are on the levers of control of our government now, really a lot of the same ones that were around in JFK assassination.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bobby Bush and then, you know, Kissinger and, you know, then you get into the Iran-Contra scandal. We had Elliot Abrams and Wolfowitz and Cheney and all these guys. I mean, these guys, you know, I mean, they're part of this old guard, you know.
Have you ever seen...
And they live in this world where deceit masquerades as virtue, you know, and they've got their Zionist-run propaganda machine spoon-feeding the American cattle into believing they're, you know, virtuous and right on and stuff, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you seen JFK 2, The Bush Connection?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's a great example, and that's why I think he's a little bit better of a schemer. You know, he was able to stay clandestine in the CIA for 20 years almost, you know, under his dad, of course, Prescott Bush, who was in with the OSS and the Nazis, of course. But
right. But
he was able to stay covert until he actually became the head of the CIA, you know.
Right, just appeared out of nowhere. I think that was his paper. You know, Nixon was going down in Watergate when he appointed both Bush as director of the CIA and John Connolly as Secretary of Treasury. Secretary of Treasury, John Connolly was going down in the milk fund scandal. I mean, and he gets appointed Secretary of Treasury, you know, I mean, it's just they were payoffs.
Well, yeah.
You know? And,
well, you know, the American people's been asleep for a very long time, my friend. I thank you for the call. I still think that Bush Sr. is a little bit smarter of a schemer. You know, even if he is, and I don't think he's top-level management, I think he's also a ruthless killer. I mean, all fingers point to him having an involvement in JFK's assassination. And obviously, you know, he was not a good guy when he was in the CIA. Iran-Contra all over the place, you better believe it. Then he becomes the vice president under an actor for 8 years, and then the president for 4 more. And then the next president is a guy who ran coke for him in the 80s. Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved